and volunteered. Saul objected. You cannot go against this Philistine and do battle with him, for you are a lad, and he is a man of war from his youth. But the shepherd was adamant. He had faced more ferocious opponents than this, he argued. When the lion or the bear would come and carry off a sheep from the herd, he told Saul, I would go after him and strike him down and rescue it from his clutches. Saul had no other options. He relented, and the shepherd boy ran down the hill towards the giant standing in the valley. Come to me, that I may give your flesh to the birds of the heavens and the beasts of the field, the giant cried out when he saw his opponent approach. Thus began one of history's most famous battles. The giant's name was Goliath. The shepherd boy's name was David. 2. David and Goliath is a book about what happens when ordinary people confront giants. By giants, I mean powerful opponents of all kinds, from armies and mighty warriors to disability, misfortune, and oppression. Each chapter tells the story of a different person, famous or unknown, ordinary or brilliant, who has faced an outsized challenge and been forced to respond. Should I play by the rules or follow my own instincts? Shall I persevere or give up? Should I strike back or forgive? Through these stories, I want to explore two ideas.